This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is William O'Keefe, CEO of the Marshall Institute and president of Solutions Consulting. He's also previously served with the Competitive Enterprise Institute and as CEO of the American Petroleum Institute. We want to get his thoughts today as the U.S. Senate considers an amendment by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski that would address the energy debate in a major way. Ever since the health care bill passed, and now that financial reform legislation appears to be passed relatively soon, the next major debate to unfold in Congress will likely be over energy legislation, better known as cap and trade. But even if that doesn't succeed, the Environmental Protection Agency has been given the authority by the Supreme Court to regulate carbon dioxide, and that legislation from Senator Murkowski would take that power away from the EPA. And Mr. O'Keefe, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity to talk about this very important subject. The Supreme Court decision probably is one of the worst decisions that is made. It is clearly an example of being politically correct, because there is nothing in the history of the Clean Air Act that would lead any reasonable person to conclude that Congress intended to give EPA that authority. In fact, when the Clean Air Act was amended in 1990, a provision to allow EPA to regulate CO2 was explicitly removed in the conference committee, and then both houses voted on it. So Congress's intent was not to extend EPA's authority over CO2. As EPA uses this instrument to regulate CO2, it's the equivalent of using a meat axe instead of a scalpel. Once it starts regulating, it cannot stop under the law. It has to regulate all sources, including small businesses, and it has attempted to write something called a tailoring rule, which says that it would only regulate major emitters, but there's nothing in the Clean Air Act that gives them that authority. So we have the Clean Air Act of the Supreme Court saying what Congress should have intended to do, and EPA saying that we're going to create legislative intent even though you haven't acted. This will be very damaging to the economy. We're struggling to get out of the worst recession in decades, and the last thing that businesses need is uncertainty about whether they should make capital investments that will create jobs. The experience in Europe with its cap-and-trade program has been horrible. Electricity costs have gone up 40%. Its emissions in most countries have gone up. The people who have enriched themselves by this system are traders and people who have figured out how to game the system. We don't need that. That is not the way to deal with the climate change risk.
We're talking with William O'Keefe, CEO of the Marshall Institute. And Mr. O'Keefe, despite the fact that the Supreme Court, in your opinion, made a very poor decision, the fact that this decision has been made could put this legislation in peril even if it passes, correct?
Well, that's true, because if this resolution of disapproval is approved by the Senate, it still has to be approved by the House, which is not likely. And then the president would have to sign it, and he's indicated that he would veto it. The Supreme Court didn't say that EPA had to regulate. It simply said under its interpretation, reading of the Clean Air Act, EPA had the authority. The president could have told EPA, I do not want you to use that authority, and I will work with Congress to pass reasonable climate legislation. The climate legislation being proposed by Senators Kerry and Lieberman is anything but reasonable. It would require reductions of CO2 emissions that would be 17% below the 2005 levels in a decade. There is no way that can be done. It's the equivalent of building over 100 nuclear power plants or doubling the miles per gallon of every car on the road. This is all about politics and pandering to environmentalists instead of thinking what's good for the economy and good for the environment. The major emitters of CO2 today is not the United States and major industrial countries, it's China and India. They have surpassed our emissions because we are reducing the carbon content of our economic output. So even if EPA went forward, and even if there was a cap and trade bill, the impact on global concentrations of CO2 would be infinitesimal. but the damage would be significant.
Mr. O'Keefe, just a minute or so left in our conversation, and I want to move to a different subject on the energy front, and that relates obviously to the big oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The president's declared a moratorium on new leases on offshore drilling, especially deep well drilling. What do you make of that decision, and do you suspect that in the end he will relent and allow that again?
Well, I think that suspending new leases for a period of time, until there can be an understanding of what caused this, whether it was a case of faulty technology or human error, is very important. The danger is that if it looks like this is going to extend beyond a reasonable period of time, the companies who invest hundreds of millions of dollars to rent drilling rigs to do this drilling will go someplace else. And there will be more unemployment of the people who are already suffering in the Gulf area. I think there's been a lot of rush to judgment without sufficient information of what caused this and why other deep drilling wells, platforms, have not had a similar problem. It's clear that there was not an adequate contingency plan. There seems to be some indication that decisions were rushed because the project was behind schedule. But I think we need to wait and find out exactly what happened and what steps can be taken to make sure it doesn't happen again. Since the last major production accident in this country, there have been 50,000 offshore wells drilled safely, and there have been 14,000 deep water wells drilled around the world. So we do have the technology. It's been done safely. We need to find out how we can get access to those resources without putting the environment at risk, because for decades to come, our nation is going to rely on oil and gas, and we ought to produce it here and make the investments here and create the jobs here instead of bringing it from some other country.
Mr. O'Keefe, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much, sir, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
William O'Keefe is CEO of the Marshall Institute and president of Solutions Consulting. He's a former CEO of the American Petroleum Institute and has also been affiliated with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.